is a topic that I've worked on for 15 years, so certainly aware of how hard it is to take action on this topic and the need for a systemic approach to tackle this, because there is not just one solution that will fix this problem.
It's complicated. Everybody gets that, but it can be tackled. So how can it be tackled?
Yes. So there are a handful of countries that have been working on this for quite a long time at this point. We highlight in the report the UK and Japan that have been measuring food waste since 2007 and 2008, respectively. And the fact that they have this data has helped them to create a case for action, to change policy, to rally the private sector around this, to work together on a collaborative approach.
What do? They work with restaurants, or I don't know how you do this on a big scale.
So what we showcase in the report is the public-private partnership model, which brings together the government, as many as possible of the bigger retailers, the food manufacturers with their suppliers. They commit to the target. They commit to short-term targets to track change, and they commit to measuring food waste in their own operations, in their supply chains, and to reporting that data.
But that's just reporting it, you know, and that's getting more clear data on it. I mean, like, how do you actually, like in the United States, a lot of people waste food. They just do because they can. They've got that kind of income. And if they don't finish their meal, they don't take it home. They throw it away. How do you get that kind of food, or the food that's not even used for a night that, you know, all this food prep goes on in restaurants, and get it over to places where they need it? I mean, does it work that way even, or how does it play out so that you can try to help feed the people that are hungry? Some people even dying of starvation. How do they get the food?
So to quickly complete on the public-private partnership, it's a target measure act approach. So once you've done that measurement, it helps you to identify the hotspots and to build a working group around that that targets the specific causes of that food waste that have been identified there. So these partnerships always have a working group that is focused on improving redistribution and food donation process to make sure that all of the big retailers and as many of the food service operators as possible have a partnership in place with a local food bank, and that they streamline the logistics of that, because it doesn't happen on its own. It needs a process to make it happen smoothly, particularly in the food service sector. We're looking at foods that have a very short lifespan, and they need to get to those in need as quickly as possible.
So you're saying, like, part of the loop in all that, besides identifying, you know, where this food waste is happening, is setting up distribution too.
Indeed, I think that's a part of it. It's also helping citizens to buy the right amount of food, to forecast how much they're going to need. When they buy more than they need, to check that they put that in the freezer or they store that appropriately to make that last longer.